He is a contractor. He does this as a business.
Okay. Hold on for one moment.
There's a little bit of confusion here. So we do have somebody who works on the website to update it. And that person, we use from time to time because the website is, I guess, almost 10 years old and it's slow. And then I guess I'll just ask more. This means that Miko Tolliver is included in that.
Thank you, Antonio.
That's a question that he has.
Right, right.
Miko Tolliver is a separate thing. So I don't, so I guess you have a cost that that there is for doing social media. I don't know if it's listed under the web services or if it's listed someplace else.
I think Maria was trying to answer that. Maybe she can.
Is it a loaded? Is the loaded rate there? Is that Maria?
We do have somebody, Doug. He also does this through all social media, not just website. He does it on Facebook. He does it on, you know, on everything. And that is all expensed under website.
Thank you.
So the real question was kind of total cost. So if I look at that number, that'll pretty much give us an idea of what it would cost another station to do the exact same thing.
Yes. Correct. And we do have another person, who is specialized in websites. He actually was part of the contractors that built the website, and, things like that have to be fixed all the time. That's my technical speak, so I can't speak, but his figures are in there as well.
So the number I can bring back to strategic planning would be 60,000 a year, probably, to be able to do social media the way you guys are doing.
Yes. And I could probably give you a little bit more of a breakdown as to, you know, not by person, but by job or by whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it's just, I'm mostly interested in total cost. If you can send me that, I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
And then to answer your question about the social media person being able to communicate and have a meeting with the committee, the PMB committee, I'm more than happy to make that happen so that she can answer any questions that you all have. I just want to reiterate that the challenge that she's faced, that her and I have worked through, are really, we're radio, and so they don't want to be on camera. They don't want to be on video. It's been a challenge to try to get more social media. Also, a lot of the people that we have at the station don't use social media daily. Just know that that's going to be something you'll be working up against. At other stations potentially.
Thank you.
Thank you. That popped up at the strategic planning hall.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Our time is, we're at time here, so we'll take another question and then we should probably move on soon. I mean, unless someone wants to extend.
I'd like to move to extend for 15.
Okay. Do I have a second to extend? Go ahead.
Is there any objection?
Go ahead, Carol.
Object to extending this much longer because we have the election and we have executive session and we have public comments.
Objection is heard.
Okay, objection is heard. So now we have to vote on the extension.
It's two-thirds.
Which takes two-thirds. So would all those that are for the extension of 15 minutes of this particular topic, would you please raise your hand?
I think you need to let everybody put their hand down. We've got a number of hands that are up.
I don't see any.
Okay, now we've got
just Daniel.
We've got Daniel. We've got Tom.
Tom.
We've got Frank. We've got Donnie G. We've got James.
Is that the vote or is that people waiting to speak?
That's the vote for the extension of time. We've got a total of six people so far. Seven people.
Seven. Okay, seven people are for.
Eight people now.
I got a point of order or information here. Does everybody even know how to raise their digital hand? Or
we said that at the beginning of the meeting, Frank. If someone has a problem, then they can let the administrator know.
Okay. So if someone has a problem, just speak out.
Thank you. Hands down. Please take your hands down now.
Wait a sec. We've now got a total of nine hands up. if Catherine's hand is still up. Yes, we've got 9 hands up to extend.
Thank you. Okay, hands down, please, now. And those opposed, please put your hands up.
Okay, we've got 8 hands up so far, 9 hands up. Oh, Jesus, it keeps bouncing. So we have 8 hands up opposed to it so far.
Hands down.
Okay, hands down.
They're not being two-thirds in the
affirmative. Yeah, the they're not being two-thirds in the affirmative. The motion is lost. So we will move on. We will now go into the... Thank you very much, Maria, and thank you very much, Antonio. That was a very comprehensive and thorough report, and appreciate the time that you took to be here today. So thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. I will send it out to the secretary soon during this meeting, and then also I look forward to seeing you all again.
Thank you. Okay, and thank you, Maria, too.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. So now we're moving on to the approval of minutes and report out. We sent the minutes from our last meeting. Hopefully everybody had an opportunity to read them.
I move to approve.
Thank you. Second. We have approved and second. Now we're going to vote. Is there any objection to the approval of the minutes?
Okay, without objection.
I don't see any hands up. So without objection, the minutes are approved. And we'll move on to the delegate assembly. And Carol, do you want to handle the votes, nominations and voting?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Christina, and I will ask you to handle the nominations for secretary.
Okay.
I'm leaving on
that. I will do so.
Okay, so we'll open nominations for chair. I'd like to go through this one at a time. And Kai, if you will record the names as we go through the nominations. There were no email nominations. So we will be doing nominations. All nominations will be from the floor. Please raise your hand if you would like to make a nomination.
I see James McFadden's hand up.
This is for secretary, correct?
No, this right is now? Chair.
This is for chair.
Excuse me. For chair, I'd like to nominate Frank Sterling.
Okay. Frank Sterling. For chair is nominated. Aki, do you have a nomination?
Yes, I'm going to nominate Christina Huggins for chair.
Okay, Christina Huggins has been nominated. Kai, were you able to record those two nominations?
Yep.
Thank you. Any other nominations for chair? Hearing none, we'll go on to nominations for vice chair. Are there any nominations for vice chair? Aki, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I'm going to nominate Fred Dodsworth.
Okay, Fred Dodsworth has been nominated. Excuse me. And are there... I'd like to ask Fred, do you accept the nomination?
I do accept.
Yeah. And are there any other nominations for vice chair?
I see James McFadden's hand.
James?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Tom Voorhees.
Tom Voorhees is nominated. Tom, do you accept the nomination? Tom?
Tom accepts.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Carol, accepts the nomination.
Chris Corey, I have a point of order.
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
I don't believe either of the chair candidates accepted their nomination.
I realize that, and I'm going back to that right now. Thank you.
Okay.
You decline if you wish. But
yes, I accept.
If you don't say anything, you accept.
Okay, and Frank, do you accept the nomination for chair?
He waved his hand yes and shook his head yes.
Okay, Frank accepts the nomination. So, treasurer, are there any nominations for treasurer? I see James McFadden has his hand up.
Yes, I nominate Donna.
Donna Carter, is that correct?
Yes.
Donna Carter, do you accept the nomination for treasurer?
Yes.
Okay, Donna accepts. And I see Aki has his hand up for Aki, do you have a nomination?
Yeah, I would nominate Sharon Adams for treasurer.
Is Sharon Adams at this meeting? And if so, Sharon, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I'm here and I accept.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Hearing none, I'm going to ask Christina to go ahead and ask for nominations for secretary.
Thank you. I see James McFadden's hand up. Do you have a nomination for secretary, James?
Yes, Daniel Bergstrom.
Daniel, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, Daniel accepts the nomination.
Okay, thank you. And Aki?
Yes, I am nominating Carol Wolfrey for secretary.
And Carol, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I want to ask Kai. Kai, were you able to record all of those names?
Yeah, I can double check right now.
Two nominations.
No,
sorry.
We have two nominations for each office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Request for information, Carol.
Yes.
The delicate point of Sharon, is the position of treasurer a position that has to be held by a KPFA delegate?
No, it is not, as specified in the bylaws.
Can you just run that by me so I get that?
It is. You can look up under officers in the bylaws. And it specifically says that the treasurer and the secretary do not need to be LSB board members or delegates.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aki, did you have a point of information or a question? He took his hand down. Okay. So, Carol, do you want to go ahead and tell people how to vote?
I want to go ahead and say that I will again confirm that email ballots have been sent. You can write the office at the very top of the email, put your name, put a 5-character code. That can be numbers or letters. Donna, I think I've got some sound going on if you want to mute yourself.
Okay. I will.
Okay, thank you. So there's put your 5-character code and then you can write in chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer and write the name of the person that you're voting for after each one, after each name. Thank you.
There is another nomination.
I'm going to ask the parliamentarian to rule on after nominations have been closed, and we are now moving on to the ballot, what I should do about that.
They were never closed.
We'll go ahead and entertain another motion, another nomination. I beg your pardon. Okay, who's the other nomination for?
This is our treasurer. I also wanted to nominate Chris Corey.
Okay, Chris Corey, do you accept the nomination?
I'm considering it. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, while Chris is considering the nomination, I will go ahead and repeat. So you write in the name. In the case that you would like to exercise your option for ranked choice voting, you can write in the name of the person that you are nominating, and also you can put your first choice, put a number one, and put a second choice, if you have a second choice, which would be your number two choice. And then
but you don't have to.
You do not have to. You may do that, but you can certainly opt for writing in one choice. And if you have not received a ballot, you may go ahead and please notify the meeting administrator, Kai, through the chat. Or you may phone in your vote if you're unable to vote by email. You may phone in your vote, and that phone number is in the email ballot, or it's also in the agenda, the updated agenda that was sent out last night. Thank you. All right, so we'll open it up to presentations from each board member, and when we get to treasurer, then Chris can let us know if he's running or not. So
yes. The answer is yes, Chris.
Okay, thank you, Christina. In that case, I think I'm going to allow Sharon to. I'm not going to oppose Sharon. Thank you.
Okay, so if there are no objections, no nominations are closed, and then we'll go ahead and proceed with the vote.
Okay, so before we proceed with the vote, we would like to have presentations of 1 minute. Darlene, would you be willing to do the timing of 1 minute? Or is someone else willing to? Fred, can you do the timing?
Fred, are you there?
My wife is coughing a lot, so I keep muting myself. She's got pneumonia. The timing.
Thank you. Okay. Let's start with Frank Sterling. Frank, you have 1 minute for a presentation about your candidacy.
Hello, all. Oh, let me turn my speakers off. Yeah, I feel like I would be a good chair. I would like to be fair and equitable. I feel like some of the things that happen on our board with some of the filing to the FCC and these other things that – you know, that we need discussion on this. I feel like just now, for one thing, our discussion with the general manager was really short. And I could see, you know, a number of people did want to continue that and we didn't get it. You know, I know this was a vote, but these are things that I want to keep open for more transparency to be able to talk through. There's a lot happening at KPFA. I'd like to be able to speak with the general manager and the financial person as much as possible in the open meeting, so everybody, including the listeners that choose to listen, can hear. And a lot of other things I feel like have
time is up.
Happened. All right. Thank you. Please vote for Frank Sterling.
Thank you very much. Philip, do you have a question? Philip has been raised. You have a point of order?
With only two people for each position, ranked choice voting makes absolutely no sense at all. So I don't even know why we talk about it.
Because
if there were three people running for these positions, ranked choice voting would make sense. But with only two, it doesn't compute. It doesn't make any sense.
That's true. But
okay, but that's true. That was just the rule that we were using. So we didn't know that.
Yeah, I'd like to respond, Christina.
Yeah,
the reason that would have been relevant, Philip, was if Chris Corey was going to run, he would be a third candidate, and then people might want.
Karen's running unopposed.
She is now.
No,
Sharon is not.
No, Donna Carter.
Donna Carter.
Oh, okay.
Donna Carter. But okay, there would have been three.
Okay. I'll shut up.
All right.
Thank you, Philip.
Go ahead, Christina. In your presentation.
I think it is an important thing being chair, and I do my very best to give people the equal time and try to be fair and it's an impartial, you know. So I think it's an important thing to try to make sure that people are respected and that there's no name calling and that we run our board in an orderly manner. And I'm very grateful to have a parliamentarian sitting next to me. It's been very helpful to have him for whenever there's a question that arose or anything. So I've been doing this for 5 years now, and I'd like to have your vote. That's enough.
Thank you, Christina. Now we'll have presentations for vice chair. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, pretty much. I echo Franklin's what he put forward, and to add to that, I wish to vote verbally.
Tom, we're asking people to call in the votes at this time. So can you please look on your agenda from last night, or Kai, can you send individually in the chat to Tom your phone number, and can you please call in your vote? Thank you.
I really prefer to vote verbally.
We're not going to allow it because it's a secret ballot, Tom, but you will get the phone number and you will be able to vote by the phone number if you're having trouble voting in the other way. So that's my ruling.
And Tom, another option is for you to send your phone number to Kai and he could call you.
Just give me his phone number and I guess I'll call him.
Can James McFadden, I know you nominated Tom, would you be willing to send him that phone number?
In the one in the chat? Sure.
The phone number for Kai that is in the ballot email.
Okay, when I get it, I don't know, maybe I'm not looking at email right now, so.
You should have gotten your ballot by email.
Yeah, I'm not looking at email, I'm in the meeting.
Look at Carol, it. Carol, I copied it into the chat and James can read the chat.
It's in the chat.
Thank you.
Okay, usually we don't put people's phone numbers into the chat because it's a public meeting.
I apologize.
Yeah. Can you edit that?
I don't think I can back it out, actually.
No, you can't.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead with the next Fred.
Okay, I just started the clock. I've been the chair. I think I've been extremely fair. This is a very, very divisive group. This is very painful being the vice chair. I would like to make this kind of comment. Had I actually been the chair, I would have let Tom vote in aloud just to make it easy for him. We're not all young. We're not all adept at using computers, and it really doesn't matter to me. I hope you vote for me, but let your conscience be your guide.
Look, Jiminy Cricket.
It was 30 seconds, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead. Let's see. Daniel, would you like to make a presentation?
Yes. For secretary. I'm running for secretary, and just want to say that I've been following these LSB meetings quite closely for the last 15 or more years, and I've written numerous articles, which probably some or all, hopefully all of you have seen. And well, I thank you for hearing my presentation.
Great, 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Thank you. So for me, having been secretary for a number of years, it has been a learning curve. In the beginning, when I was secretary, I had a big chart about all the different tasks involved, and I would do checkoffs every time for everything to make sure with the agendas and the minutes and the postings and the follow-ups and the communications and look. And then I learned to look up everything on Robert's Rules of Order and bylaws and California Corporate Code and follow up on communications with Pacifica. So I think that at this time, it's really urgent for us to conduct meetings that are safe and respectful and where the board is able to make decisions and that the decisions of this board are respected and honored. And
your time is up.
I ask you to vote for me. Thank you.
Treasurer. Thank you, Carol. So we will treasurer now. Donna Carter, would you like to speak for treasurer?
I'm really honored to be nominated, and I'm a new member, as you may know. And I have actually been following the finances in a general sense since I ran for office last year. And I found Maria's presentation quite educational, and I will do my best to watch the finances and do what is needed in the position. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Sharon? Sharon Adams?
Okay. Let's hold. Hello, everyone. Yeah, so good to be here and see you all again. It's been a while. I would have run if there had been elections, so maybe I would have been elected and then I would have run for treasurer. So I decided to run again for treasurer since, as Carol mentioned, it is a position that can be filled by people who are not actually on the LSB. When I was treasurer before, I did provide reports to the LSB about what was happening with the finances of Pacifica, and I generally got good feedback from LSB members about the quality of my reports and the clarity, so I would do that again. And I thank you and hope that you will vote for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Carol, you want to take up?
Thank you. Okay, so I think we're complete with the presentations, and I want to check back and see, Tom, did you get the phone number?
I did, and I did vote.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who is on the KPFA LSB who has had not been able to vote? Who would like to? All right. I'm not hearing anything.
So I haven't voted yet. I'm going to.
Okay, so now is a good time to vote. You have nominations are closed. You have half an hour to vote. And so we will need to have all votes in by 1 o'clock.
1:02. Okay.
Well, nominations were closed.
Okay. 1 o'clock.
A little. So we'll just round it out to 1 o'clock. And Ty, did you have any questions or concerns?
Andrea Turner's got her hand up, and I need a bio break.
Okay. And go ahead, Fred. We'll just, and Andrea, were you?
I have a question. We can vote by email, right?
Yes, you can vote by email responding to the ballot. You should have received.
Yes. The ballot. I received a ballot and sent the ballot back in. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know whether you wanted me to call too, but I got
no,
you.
No. All right, thank you. If you voted by email, and Kai, did you receive Andrea's ballot?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
point
you.
Of information.
Thank point you. Of information. What is your point of information?
I see on the, I think I have my ballot, but I see normally we have two people, Gustafson and Craig Dunkerley, but I see an EA. Who's the EA?
EA is our administrator.
Let me explain a little more.
So, normally there's only two. That's why I thought maybe that somebody got on there.
He's in transition.
They.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. They are, I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead. Explain it, Carol.
Okay. Yeah. EA is a new meeting administrator assistant who is, joining the KPFA LSB as a meeting administrator. And in the transition, what we have always asked, because the voting process is a little complicated, we ask to have a transition in which, that takes place. So thank you.
Thank you. So that's who they are. Did you have another question or point of information, James?
No, that does it.
Okay. Thank you.
I just thought there was something different.
Thank you. Frank, did you have a question?
May I say something to James, which is you're having that same computer problem as yesterday, James, with the breaking up of your sound.
Yes, that's true. Frank, did you have a question or a point of order? Frank?
I was just curious. Are we supposed to reply all with all three now? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just checking in with Kai. Kai, do you need anything else from us, or are you feeling not complete?
Not at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
We have a request for a bio break, so from Fred, and I think we could all use a little break. So do we want to take a break at this point instead of after the return to the regular meeting?
It's going to be how long.
We could move the break up. I moved to move the break up to now instead of after the Pacifica KPFA and LSB reports.
And do I have a second on that?
Second, Chris Corey.
Thank you.
Point of information.
And you.
We're voting right now. The point of information on this particular item?
On this voting.
Point of information would be.
We can ask about the voting, but right now we're voting on changing the break. So put your hands down, please, for now. And we're going to vote on whether or not to move the break on the agenda. That's what is currently on and
on the agenda.
Yeah, on the agenda. So everybody who's in favor of taking a break now and moving it up, raise your hands. It's on here.
Or is there any opposition? Is there any opposition?
Let's keep it. Let's raise your hand. We've got. I see 10 votes in favor of break now. 11. 12, 13, 15, or
my hand's up too. I'm in favor of break
17,
now.
17 votes in favor of taking a break right now. 18.
Oh my goodness, 18. We can work together.
19.
It's amazing. Hands down, please.
In favor. I guess we're in favor of doing
hands that. Down, all opposed. Please raise your hand.
Can you everybody please lower their hand? Everybody lower their hand now so we can see who it starts with. Thank you. Okay, raise your hand if you don't want to take a break now.
We have 2/3 of the motion carries. We're moving the break to now for 30 minutes. So we will come back at, let's see.
I see no one voting against taking a break now.
No, there's nobody. But we have 2/3. That's what is required for it.
Yes, and Madam Chair, I would like to offer to stay on in case anybody has individual problems or questions about the voting. I will stay on for 3 minutes. And how long is the break?
It's 30 minutes on the agenda, so that we would return.
No, actually, it wasn't 30 minutes on the agenda. The 30 minutes was Pacifica KPFA LSB reports was 30 minutes. So the break.
Okay. So what time do we want to, how long?
Daniel Bortstrom has his hand up.
He has a question about
voting. He's about voting, yes. I think. How about, we'll ask him, how about, we come back at one?
Sure.
Okay, back at one. So we are back in session and, we're back in regular meeting of the December 17th KPFA Local Station Board. And we are at the point where we're going to talk about our 2023 meeting dates. Carol, did you want to go over that information for people?
Carol, you're muted.
Sorry, yes. Usually we have always met on the third Saturday of each month. We meet every other month with the exception of meeting in November and December. Because this year Rosh Hashanah is on the third Saturday in September, I have been requested to not have that as a meeting date, to be respectful of that holiday. So the proposed meeting dates are January 21st, March 18th, May 20th, July 15th, September 2nd, November 18th, and December 16th. So I move that we accept those meeting dates for the KPFA Local Station Board meetings for 2023.
Is there any
Thank you. Is there any objection to that, to these dates by anybody?
Okay, without objection, those dates are adopted.
This is McFadden. Can you just give us a chance to digest these? Are they in? Can you put them in the chat, please?
Would you be able to do that, Carol?
I cannot. Those are in.
They're in the minutes.
They're on the agenda.
They're on the
agenda. Yeah, they're on the
agenda. Yeah, they're on the agenda. So you can read it there. It's number 8 on the agenda. Although I changed my numbers because there was a duplicate number, so it might be something.
Yeah, there were two threes.
Yeah, there were two threes, but it would be after the nominations portion of the agenda. So those dates are printed on there. You see them, James?
It's the third Saturday of every month, January, March, May, July, September, November, and December, with the exception of September, which it would be September 2nd.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get there. Sorry.
Is there any objection?
I had the motion up, but I had to switch computer.
Carol, what's the date in January again?
21.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Philip Muldari? Philip?
Yes. Can we get the election results from Kai in the near future? I'm sure Kai has it all tabulated by now.
After we do this, we just need to make sure we vote. So, are there any objections to the dates that are here? Philip, you want to put your hand down unless you're objecting? Okay. Seeing no objections, the dates are adopted for our meetings for 2023. And we will be going into executive session now.
Oh, Christina, we have, Pacifica, reports and KPA and any other KPA.
Oh, I'm sorry, my agenda is kind of truncated here. So, yes, let's go ahead for, the Pacifica and KPFA LSB reports.
Open session reports.
When do you plan to do that?
Do you have a report from the PNB, Darlene? Or do you want to
I collected all of the closed session reports for, from the PNB to the LSB, but not the open notes.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that wishes to provide a Pacific, any of our other directors have a report?
Tom does.
Thank you, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tom is in the Bay Area. I normally reside in Washington State, and for the purpose of dealing with an encroachment problem at our Monterey translator site, and also I'm going to be back and forth between KPFA and the Monterey site for the next month or so, hoping to assist KPFK solving some major technical problems. And that's the report for me.
Thank you, Tom. Does anyone else wish to give a report?
Sure, I can.
Thank you, Chris. Go ahead.
All right. So the NFC has been meeting weekly for a while, quite a while now, I think over a month, as the cash flow crisis has been upon us. It's been an extremely difficult time financially for Pacifica, as I'm sure everyone is aware, particularly KPFA. And I would imagine K as well. The situation is that the institution is basically out of cash at this juncture. And so the organization is on a pay-as-you-go system right now. So fund drives are basically funding the organization. As you may or may not be aware, we've been operating at a 5 to 10% loss, depending on the month, for the last year or so. And so with approximately $1 million a month in revenue, you can do the math as to how much that is, that we're going in the hole every month. And the result of that is that we are our accrued payables are increasing monthly. It's very rare for us to not have a month where our payables are not increasing. So the job of the executive director at this juncture is managing vendor relations, essentially, because as you can probably imagine, her and the national business manager are getting called pretty much daily. I would think daily by multiple parties for negotiating terms of payment. And we really need to get our costs in order or to increase our revenues to match our costs. We've recently had a couple of motions trickling through the NFC. I look forward to talking to my replacement about this, but the essential idea is to use the majority of the proceeds from KPFK's, it was brought forth by KPFK by Grace, the majority of the proceeds to benefit the KPFK station. I put up an alternate motion which benefits Pacifica, basically. Pays down the loan in its entirety and puts a portion of the remainder in a reserve account so that we actually can deal with exigent problems that are arising and continue to arise at the network, including lawsuits and things of that nature. So it's my hope that whoever carries the torch for KPFA will pick up either the substitute motion or certainly to make sure that the KPFK version doesn't pass, because there's nothing in it for Pacifica as far as I can tell, other than the possible benefit of rebuilding KPFK, which of course should be an objective, obviously. I don't think I really have anything further to say right now, but, if it's okay with the chair, I would like to offer my thanks to the board. Is that all right, Christina?
Oh, yeah, of course, Chris.
Yeah. So, I've been in and out of this job, of treasurer for the last 6 years. I served my first year as treasurer at KPFA, and then I served on the PNB for 4 years. And I was chair of the, National Finance Committee for two. So I was the de facto chair of Pacifica for a couple of years. I think the NFC is maybe the best functioning committee in Pacifica right now. It's difficult now though, because all we can do from meeting to meeting is figure out, you know, how to organize payables. Fortunately, we've been able to meet payroll. That's good. I hope that continues. I won't express either optimism or pessimism with regard to that, but I am worried about the accruing payables, deeply worried. The hope is that the sale of the building in LA will take care of that issue and hopefully put KPFK, Pacifica, and to a degree, all of the other stations, including KPFA, back on their feet. Then I would hope by then we have a financial plan in place to move Pacifica forward that in a gainful manner. The numbers have not been good for many, many years, and that needs to change, or there's not much of a hope that all the assets slowly over time will not be liquidated. So that is my dire message to whoever takes my seat. And once again, I thank you very much for the opportunity to serve in this capacity. It's been tiring, but it's also been a pleasure, and I've enjoyed working with all of you in this capacity. Thank you.
Thank you for the many hours that you put into to working towards trying to make things better, Chris. We appreciate your service. We have a, Fred, you have a question?
No, I have a report.
Oh, good.
I have a report from the program committee, okay, which is steaming full speed ahead at converting the network to a volunteer only, no staff, operation. They have discussed a variety of news options, including news from volunteers from all over the world. There was discussion of putting together a national news network that we would emulate KPFA. Unfortunately, there was no funds to do that, and so as far as I can tell, it is not going to happen. I don't have any expectation that there will be anything of real value that comes out of the program committee, but I noticed that Jim Dingman is in the committee as well. I know that Philip Muldari was on it and bailed because of its lack of focus. Jim is welcome to correct any misapprehensions I create here.
And James McFadden, do you have a report?
I just wanted to go back to Corey's report, and I think I misheard him and hope I misheard him. He was, I'm also on the NFC. Corey, Chris, can you repeat what you said you thought the amount we're going in the hole every month? Just paying, because what we're paying basically is health and salaries. We're not paying, and there's a, and making partial payments on H payables. But I was wondering what you said, how much we were going in the hole per month. I thought, I think I misheard you.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not sure you did. I don't think I mentioned that we were going in the hole on, health
dollars.
Personnel expenses.
No, we're not. Oh. We're not, but you said we're going, falling in the hole at a certain rate per month.
Yes.
And what was correct that number?
It's somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 a month, depending on how many stations are in fund drive. The cumulative impact is about $1 million a year right now.
I think the last time, the ED spoke, she said it was $40,000 per month, but just, that's why I thought I thought you misspoke, but the last couple of PNBs where she said that, she said 40,000.
Okay. Well, it's certainly, that's certainly possible that that's correct for the last month or two. We've had some fairly robust funding coming out of KPFA, particularly recently. I was just going, I'm kind of looking at the last year. I tend to not look very short term. So I'm not sure how our figures would jibe looking back that far. But yeah, I've been poring over the audits for a while and looking at projections for this year, and I'm pretty disturbed, but you know, I don't have anything concrete to say. If I did, I would share it with you. Yeah, that's where it appears to stand at this juncture.
Thank you. Normally we only let LSB officers talk because we're in an LSB meeting, but because Fred made a specific request about Mr. Dingman. I will allow Mr. Dingman to make a statement if he wants to clarify anything that Fred was saying.
Yeah, thank you, Christina. And I want to second what Chris is saying about the difficulties. That's a pretty accurate description. Fred was talking about the programming committee. It's true. There's been a lack of focus. Part of it is that they're trying to think of national programming, which, of course, is quite controversial, to supplement the account payables problem that Stephanie is experiencing all the time. So that's where a lot of attention is going right now. Fred hasn't been around, I guess, for a couple of meetings. And that's really where we're talking right now. They've had ideas about prison programming, national funding, light. But of course, we know how controversial that can be given the fact that all the stations are having tough times raising money and generating in their own markets. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol, did you have a question or a report?
I had a question for Jim. And one of the concerns, and it's a comment as well, one of the concerns that some of us at KPFA have in regards to national programming is that some of the national programming that's been done in the past has had lower listenership than the regularly scheduled KPFA programming that was preempted. And I'm hoping that options for national programming will be kept optional so that for stations that are sustainable and able to pay their bills, have the programming autonomy to continue to protect their sustainability. And I wondered if that is something that you think that the committee would be open to considering.
Did you want to answer that, Jim?
Yeah, everybody wants to see that happen. And part of the response was, I don't think we did a national show responding to the Roe v. Wade decision. I mean, maybe you did it in Berkeley, I don't know. But I felt that that was a pretty significant inflection point missed. So part of it is, yeah, you know, we don't want to disturb. That's always the contradiction of going into and doing national fundraising and disrupting the ability of a local station to raise money, et cetera. That contradiction. The thing that sort of popped in our mind was how Stephanie, along with what Chris just said, is basically playing ropey-dope every month with all these bills that are overhanging, and it's a real difficult problem. Now, the only thing I can say in New York is that we're pursuing public service announcements, which is something that I suggest it might be something that could be done elsewhere. We're getting $20,000 a month extra revenue dealing with the city of New York and the state of New York. And that whole underwriting motion we passed opens up a whole new realm that could start to meet gaps, the kind of criticisms that have come out. As you know, I've always agreed with you guys' criticisms of what goes on in New York on that one. So that kind of stuff can start to help the fiscal situation locally at all the stations. But good points, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank?
Actually, I'll pass. Sorry. I'll take my hand down.
Oh, okay. James, did you have another question? Or did you just not take your hand down? James McFadden? Okay.
He disappeared. He took his hand down. So did Chris.
Okay. So if there are no other reports, then we can go into our...
About the results of the election.
Do we have them yet?
Yeah, I do have them now. Do you want vote counts or just winning?
Vote counts, please.
Okay, all right. So for chair, we had Christina Huggins with 17 to Frank Sterling with 5. For vice chair, Fred Dodsworth with 16 to Tom Voorhees with 5. For secretary, Carol Wolfley with 17 and Daniel Borgstrom with 5. And for treasurer, Sharon Adams with 17 and Donna Carter with 5.
You should have.
So,
thank you.
Again, and announce so and so is elected.
Thank you. So, thank you very much, Kai. I appreciate your help here. So, therefore, the vice chair is Fred Dodsworth per the vote. The secretary is Carol Wolfley. The treasurer is Sharon Adams. And I was elected as chair. So thank you very much for participating, and you guys did a great job of voting. It's not always easy, but, and I really want to thank Carol. She's so good at organizing this. And we did provide people who are, I know a lot of people have struggles with computers. That's why we provided alternate ways to vote, being the phone or text or email. So thank you very much, everybody. And that's the announcement of the vote. So I think we will be going into our executive session now.
Hi, Carol. I want to invoke my right as a director to attend your executive session. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any, I just sent the link to the KPFA local station board members for the executive session. Jim, I will also send you the link. And are there any other directors present who want to receive a link?
Yes, James Sagerton, please.
Okay. All right, James, I'm using the email addresses that I have for you. Please let me know by email if you don't receive them in the next 3 minutes.
Will do, except I'm driving and it may take me a moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll get to you when I can.
Carol, it's Sherry Gendelman, and you didn't receive the link.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
And this is Sharon. You need to send me the link also.
Thank you, Sharon.
And Tom also, please.
You should get it with the KPFA local station board. Anybody else, if you don't get the link, email me back, please.
Point of information?
State your point.
Is there going to be an announcement about the suspension and the removal?
No, there will not be, and that is not appropriate for open session, Mr. McFadden.
I will be leaving this meeting.
Carlos is the question.
Carlos, what's your question?
Briefly, Carol, are we leaving this meeting? And did you say that you sent another email with the link? I didn't get it.
Okay, I will send it to you, Carlos. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is McFadden. I didn't get the link either.
Okay.
You're sending it out now, right, Carol?
I just sent it. Okay. I will include the people. Anybody else?
I received mine several minutes ago.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we're now leaving this meeting and we'll be going into an executive session meeting. Thank you.
Okay. This is Carol Wolfley. I'm the secretary for the local station board, and we're taking a little pause as we just finished up our executive session. I apologize for the delay. So we will be starting public comments. If you would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. Okay. Very good. All right.
Okay. Wait. Do we have quorum?
We don't need quorum, Madam Secretary. We've got some hands raised. Let's go ahead.
I'll remind people that the KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements apply to all persons participating in the meeting, including those making public comments. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the agreements, that person may be muted or removed from the meeting. So I will now...
Yes, and I would like to just state that those meeting agreements include not making accusations, false accusations, or if there are accusations about persons or groups, that those be documented.
Thank you.
Are you going to give time to document those?
You do not speak out during the meeting unless you were recognized.
I have my hand up.
I didn't call on you, however.
Well, the statement was made. Are you going to have
chance? You'll be removed from the meeting if you continue to speak out of turn.
Chip Burns is the first person here. Go ahead, Chip.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Great.
I wanted to make this comment at the last meeting concerning underwriting, but something went wrong and I wasn't able to, so I'm doing this now. And I want to state that I'm adamantly opposed to Pacifica taking on underwriting, as it's the first step down a slippery slope. Everyone here should be familiar with the idea of letting the camel put its nose under the tent. First it's the nose, then it's the head, and before you know it, the camel is eating your shish kebab, which is exactly what happened to